Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Nancy Clark, sale of Bridgetown Hotel. Did you know that prior to the 1880s, all the hotels on the island were located in Bridgetown? Yes, not one on the beach before that. Hotels, guest houses, and establishments let for room and board were all located in Bridgetown and operated mainly by colored women. These businesses, regardless of reputation, based on suspicion or innuendo, were excellent income earners for their proprietors. On this day, November 9th, in the year 1811, in the Barbadian, public notice was given of the sale of one of these well-known hotels, which was owned by a prominent female proprietor, Nancy Clark. The notice of sale read, quote, "To be sold by the undersigned, who was John Harris, the following property of Ann Clark, free colored woman, lately deceased. The hotel where she lately resided, and the two dwelling houses adjoining, very lately and faithfully built, standing on 6,800 square feet of land in Canary Street, and a lot of land containing 6,120 square feet, fronting Madeira Street, later Hinks Street, and the Pier Head, where an extensive and convenient house, stores, or lumberyard may be erected. Also, seven valuable mulatto and Negro slaves, among whom is a washerwoman, a man cook, a sweetmeat and pickle maker, and house servants. Titles indisputable," end quote. This advertisement is testimony to the accumulation of wealth in the businesses of the non-white female residents of early Bridgetown. Ann Clark, also known as Nancy Clark, was the goddaughter of Rachel Pringle Polgreen, the well-known female hotelier who owned the Canary Hotel, renamed the Royal Naval Hotel, on the corner of Canary and White Apron Street. Today, the names are St. George and Cowell Street, respectively. These locations are in the vicinity of the Mutual Building and Courts. At Rachel's death in 1792, the hotel was passed on to Nancy, who succeeded at maintaining and surpassing the reputation of the establishment. In spite of her prowess and success as a businesswoman, Nancy is also remembered in history for her quick and vengeful temper. In an incident with another woman, jealousy prompted her to throw acid into the face of this attractive female rival, destroying her beauty. This tragedy inspired a song that was popular in the streets of Bridgetown around 1806. By 1809, for whatever reason, Nancy Clark pulled up stakes in Barbados, turned the hotel over to a Caroline Barrow, and relocated to England. Professor Pedro Welch wrote, quote, "Nancy dropped out of sight. The next reference shows that she had relocated to England, thereby achieving, by her entrepreneurial success, her social emancipation from the Barbados Slave Society," end quote. This was a time in Barbadian society when, despite their status, the disenfranchised felt trapped and took all possible opportunities to escape. Although Nancy Clark lived a life of some measure of freedom in Barbados, total unqualified freedom was not her reality. Therefore, she sought that in the free society of the mother country. By 1811, 2 years after escaping Barbadian society to freedom, Nancy Clark died in England.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.